After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Tonight, Jen is taking no prisoners. We meet Shakedown and RIP Todd. It's been real. It's the Black Lightning Review up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Happy Black History Month. We are back for another episode of Black Lightning, and we have so much to talk about. But before we get into all of that, my name is Drew Jones, and I want to introduce you guys to my lovely panel, because there's more than just two of us. We have a new panelist, so introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Zuri.
Yes.
Welcome to the panel.
Yes. Make sure to show her some love chat.
Yes, show her some love in the chat. And what's up, y'all? Y'all know who it is. It's Portia Carter.
You already know what it
is. Thanks for joining us.
We're here. We're older. We're wiser. Unlike this
episode.
This episode. Because it was a mess, honey.
A whole mess.
What was your all's thoughts of tonight's episode?
I can't believe someone actually likes Tobias.
Oh my God. You know what? She took the words right out of my mouth because I didn't even know how to say that right. I ain't know how to say it right without Drew judging me. But you know, I ain't even gonna go there. But dang, that was good. That was good.
Y'all need to stop coming at my man. He ain't doing nothing.
Just can't believe it. Like, is this true?
Listen, we got questions, y'all. There's a lot of things.
Q-T-N-A. Okay.
Yeah, there's so many things that we're just like, what is going on? But as always, we have our segment, OMBL, which is where we basically have our OMG moment of the episode, that moment that really stuck out to you. So if you're in our live chat right now, be sure to let me know your OMBL moment so I can shout you guys out during the segment. We also have Gamdar, which you already know Gamby sometimes is up to some weird things. And Portia, as always, is going to break it down and let you know what he was up to this episode. But let's get right into it. So we were kind of talking about this earlier before the show, but I think it's funny that Jefferson's storyline hasn't really been the most prominent this season.
It has been the most weird. The most weird, the most wishy-washy, the most back and forth. I'm tired.
You're tired?
I'm tired.
Well, Cress Williams did get to interview him this summer at Comic-Con, and he did say this was going to be a season where Jefferson was, you know, going to take on the consequences. He's going to kind of learn from his mistakes of last season, and he's really kind of putting everyone else on the forefront. And I agree. I think we've seen it this season for sure. So in this episode, Jefferson, basically what we see with him is the whole Lowry situation. You know, the video goes viral. And
Shout
out to Jen for being a young woke queen. I actually hate the word woke, but you know, a young social justice warrior. But Lowry is in the hot seat, you know. Twitter is calling for his head, social media in general, which we've seen in real life before, and the board is feeling the heat, so they're basically wanting to put Jeff back in place, but Jefferson decides that he is not prepared, he's not ready to give Garfield their all because he has so much going on. What did you guys think of this situation?
Honestly, I'm upset. I'm very disappointed, but I understand where Jeff is coming from. But my thing is, even if you don't feel like you're ready, even if you feel like you got too much going on, even if you feel like you're unstable for these children, promote somebody else. You know, give somebody else a shot. Tell them to go on interviews. Tell them to go, you know, out on a search and bring, you know, Black principals in who are able to lead these children with some type of justice. You know what I'm saying? Do not promote Mike Lowry because he ain't no Mike Lowry.
I agree. And I also think that this gives room for Mike Lowry to show who he really is. So he may get fired on his own terms for just being.
Hopefully. Let's pray about
that. Yeah, let's hope. Let's pray about that.
Yeah, because the conversation that they had where Jefferson's like, where Lowry was essentially accusing him of coddling them, and Jefferson was like, you don't allow them to learn.
That made my skin crawl.
It was a very weird conversation because I feel like, especially in dominantly Black schools, there is such a, like, crackdown of, you know, it's like you mess up once and that affects you for forever. And I don't understand why. I understand that Jefferson himself personally couldn't step up to the plate as principal, but it really bothers me that rather than, you know, recommending that they find someone else, he
promotes Mike Lowry, somebody who really don't care. You get what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, because Mike Lowry, to have that name is very, like, valuable, okay? If y'all don't know, the reason why I drag it out is because that's the way Martin Lawrence did on Bad Boys 1. The first Bad Boys, he was faking like he was Mike Lowry. You know, Mike Lowry was played by Will Smith. He's, you know, this top dog, this, you know, powerful Black man, this male figure that everybody wants to be like, that everybody looks up to. And then they give that name to this guy, to the Grinch, who stole Garfield.
Not the Grinch who stole Garfield. Good.
So, and he doesn't own up to that for me. And because he doesn't own up to that, it's just like, you know, no. Because I understand you want to give kids consistency. I understand you want to be strict on them. Like, I get it. But sometimes I feel like Jefferson has put in the time to know what it takes to cultivate these children. Mm-hmm. He's put in the time to know what it takes. And Mike Lowry has not.
I just feel like there should be a fine. I think that Mike Lowry has, I don't want to say he has points, but I do agree that, like, there has to be a sense of, like, there has to be a law.
You have to hold people accountable for their actions.
Exactly. You have to hold people accountable. But I also think, especially in school's not a prison. You know, it's a place of learning. It's a place of, it is supposed to be a safe space. Not to sound too millennial or whatever, but it is supposed to be a safe space. And so I think there needs to be somebody who comes up and is like finds a middle ground there. But
definitely.
I have a feeling that they're setting up Lowry for something later on in the season, because we just get too much of him for him not to have some bigger plot line.
I agree. Strongly agree.
You think he's going to be one of the
I think he's going to
human coordinators.
I didn't think of that. I just think he's going to get himself fired. Like, I think he's going to make, like, a worldwide news situation, like how the small social media thing blew up. Like, I think he's going to make something even bigger.
I agree. I think there's going to be some time, or even, like, him in the name of holding down the law or whatever is going to make a bad choice for these kids. That's, like, bigger than what we're used to.
But hopefully they continue on with their board meeting and they decide to vote Mike Lowry out and bring somebody else in new since Jeff can't do it. Yeah.
Maybe. I loved that we got to see Tavon again.
Yeah, I love Tavon.
Because he's fresh. I feel like everybody had a Tavon at their school, you know, that was just, like, very vocal and smart and, like, kind of, not the class clown, but, like, very, like, well, we had a Tavon at our school. Not legitimately a Tavon, but, like, you know, like that. But I like that little moment between Jeff and him, and just like I love that Jeff's character, that Jefferson is so willing to let his students teach him as well.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's like a relationship. It's not one way. It's very serving each way.
Right.
Let's hop into Miss Anissa. Last time we saw her, she pulls up in Grace's crib, and Grace is gone. And so Anissa is on the hunt, honey. She's trying to figure out what happened to her boo thing. She finds a photo, and she finds a pill. And we are introduced to Shay Lee. Who was abducted and put into a child prostitution ring, and then escaped and popped up in Freeland years later as Grace. And may possibly have schizophrenia, because that's what the pill was.
When I first saw that, like, when she started changing, I don't know, like, a few episodes back, the Sanji, like, I wonder if she was a part, in, like, maybe, like, an East Freeland, like, if she was a part of, like, a community like that and she escaped. just because we haven't seen anything like her before.
Yeah, I'm very so.
In the comments, Gambi got the pill wrong.
Well, I think the pill's right. I just think it may have effects that he's not looking for. You know what I'm saying? He's not going into the assuming she's a meta. He's going into the assuming that she's just a regular schmegular girl.
Right.
So if you go in looking for one thing, you're not going to notice other things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But I imagine if they find another clue, then maybe he'll figure out.
My heart really goes out to Grace. Let me just say that, because she done been through a lot. Parents dead. She done got abducted. She was, sold for sex as a kid. Like, she has been through a lot. And so much of this, childhood trauma, it's probably the reason why she's so guarded, outside of her powers. That all has to work together for her to be able to take, everything in her and just disappear, chuck the deuces on Nissa. But it's still, it's still just like something isn't right. And my heart goes out to her, but I feel like I want to know more. And we did find out a lot, but there's still something missing. And I don't think it's Jen's, conclusion that she didn't want to be with her anymore. I feel like I said last week, Anissa just lights her fire. And that fire comes with all types of things, tapping back into that childhood trauma and letting her heart open again. And then, tapping into her powers. It's like a mixture of things that Anissa does for her because she's in love with her. So it's different. But I just want to see, more of her story and why she ran away.
Yeah. Shout out to the chat. If you're listening right now on Spotify or iTunes, we have a live chat that goes on normally. So if you want to come hang out with us, you should do it, because we go live every single week. But our homie Nicholas Kelly says that in the comics, her name really is Grace. But she also grew up in multiple foster homes, and she had a lot of resentment, was forced into a prostitution ring. So that is straight out of the comic books. So that's pretty cool. And
that's lit.
Grace is half Amazon.
I mean, that's the situation.
Yeah, Grace is half Amazonian. Grace is half Amazonian in the comics, which Wonder Woman was also Amazonian. So she says that those genes are coming from her mother, who was a part of a tribe that took up shop in Egypt. So I'm interested to see how they.
And if her real parents are still alive?
Yeah.
Because that could be a thing.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm interested.
Look at me spitting out
stuff. I'm interested.
If she's a meta, she would be here for a really long time, right? Like, her parents would have to be, almost 100?
Well, she doesn't necessarily have to be a meta that was there, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because she popped up in Freeland. So, she could be a meta, because this is the same universe that The Flash and Arrowverse and Arrow and Supergirl. All these other meta, Supergirl's an alien, she's not a meta, but still, all these other metas exist, so she doesn't necessarily have to originally be from Freeland for her to be a meta, or be alive 30 years ago for her to be a meta. So it'll be interesting to see a meta, though, that isn't from Freeland originally, and how she interacts with everybody. And speaking of interacting, we love talking to you guys every single week. We love when you guys are in the live chat, or when you guys comment on iTunes. But we need you guys to keep doing that, because we love talking to you, and because when you guys do that, you allow us to continue to grow. So make sure you subscribe to one or more of our channels, because we're not just a superhero after show, you guys. We have so many other after shows. We have reality. We have drama. We do great celebrity interviews. Like I said earlier, I did get to interview a bunch of the cast of Black Lightning this summer. So they gave a lot of tidbits about what season 2 is going to be. So you guys should check those out.
Yes, and you should check out the shows that we're on, because I'm starting Boomerang this Wednesday at 7 p.m. PST. Come watch Boomerang live, because it's a new show. It's fun. It's vibrant. And I also went to the premiere today, and I heard, Scott talk about it, the president of BET. I heard Lena talk about it, and Halle Berry, and they all just gave it this, Black empowerment type of feel, along with the spin-off of the action movie Boomerang. So if you ever watched Boomerang when you were younger and you know what's up, make sure you come and watch the live show. Watch the show and then watch the live show. Because we do that.
We do. We have a lot of shows, so make sure you all check them out. Let us know in the comments, and we will be happy to shout you all out. But for now, for real, thanks for rocking with us. We're on season 2 now. We just got confirmed for a season 3. So we really appreciate you all hanging out with us. It is a lot of fun. All right. Let's get into our good sis, Jen, because we opened up the episode, and she is in this little bubble, if you will, and we find out that basically Gambi's kind of...
like a power vault or something.
Yeah, figuring out her powers for a suit, which, reflecting back on the interviews from Comic-Con, China personally told me, we get to see the suit. We have seen photos of the suit. The suit is going to be worn this season. And we're here for it.
We're so here for it.
But Jen is out.
We just need her not to shut down his whole setup.
Yes.
Why is he making a suit?
She is exuding more energy than Jefferson did in his
prime. He was so upset about that when he said, oh, you trying to call me old? He got a little salty.
Zuri, what do you think of Jen's like need for like revenge right now?
I totally understand where she's coming from. I also wish she would be a little more smart about it.
I agree. I feel like, I really like what Anissa said and said, listen, Tobias does need to go down and I'm going to help you, but a plan needs to be, we can't be just going off the handle.
Yeah, Jen is really scaring me because she, first of all, this fight scene that she has, this is our first time seeing Jen use this much of her powers.
And I lived
for it. All of Black Lightning history, because, you know, we only on season 2, but in all of Black Lightning history, this is the most she's ever used her powers. So to see that was exciting, but then it was also, like, me feeling for her, like a little baby or something, like, no, Jen, no, wait, because you don't necessarily know, you know, what are you capable of, and yeah, you beating their butts right now. But then she's passing out on the floor, so it's kind of like a win-lose situation. You are powerful, so you can fight for yourself, but you are basically a nuclear bomb, and you can make yourself faint, because that's what happened.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how she learns how to kind of... because obviously she's controlling her powers a little bit more, but she's kind of... you know, it's like when you keep using all your apps on your phone, your battery is going to run down faster.
Right.
So we got to see how she figures out how to chill and, like, you know, use her power at a steady mode to where she keeps energy. Because we kind of went through the same situation with Anissa, but Anissa just learned, like, how she needed to breathe it through, and that was her big breakthrough.
Anissa practiced, though.
She did.
She practiced. She went out in that field, that little junkyard she was in, and she made use of her powers every chance she could. She practiced, and she went and got her own suit. Like, she did this on her own before even getting into the whole Gambi suit me up type of thing. And that's what I love about Anissa. Like, she thinks about things a little bit quicker than, you know, her dad and Jen. They're both... you know, Jen and Jeff, they're kind of like hotheads. They ready. And now we're seeing Jen come into play with her dad's, you know, emotions that he has. And it's really scary, but then it's like understandable. Like, she's in pain. She's going through a lot. Her boyfriend was killed, you know? It's just like, how much more can I take? They caged me. My boyfriend did. I'm going to do what I got to do. I just, you know, want her to chill, like Perenna said. Like, because at any given moment, she could just be out here. Whole nuclear bomb on the earth and everybody's scared.
I also like that Anissa has, like, life kind of humbled her this last few episodes because having two hotheads would not be good. So
yeah,
I agree, because she was getting cocky there for a minute. Mm-hmm. And then even just like in all avenues of her life, even like in dating, when she was dating the singer, she was kind of cocky with that too. So I like seeing this humbled Anissa on all platforms, even though
she's really sweet when she's humble.
She is, and I like it, and I want more of it. So tonight we finally crack open one of the metahuman pods from the OG4.
It's outrageous.
And we meet Marcus Bishop, also known as Shakedown, who has the ability to control vibrations. And Tobias decides to go get these pod babies. It's time, because he knows they're moving. He doesn't want to lose his connection with them. So he's sending in Cutter, who I guess they go together again.
Like an old swing.
Yeah. Which we
I guess it's safe to say they doing a little south side.
Yeah, they they go together. They go together. Talking now. About
they go together. I mean, they're making out. They're working together.
She's pulling downstairs in the lingerie. I said,
in the lingerie. I mean, all the girls puffed up and ready for them.
Which, who sleeps in lingerie? Honestly,
Cutter.
She cutting into her rib cage with that because that is too much. That's too tight. No, I'm good.
She was ready for her man. She got it up and ready. Okay?
Give me sweatpants and a t-shirt if I'm trying to. Well, I guess she wasn't trying to sleep. So
facts. Facts. She was trying. Let's get it on.
Well, they're interrupted by the pods and they have to head on in. So we get to see Marcus Bishop, who clearly is not. I'm interested in Marcus Bishop because I don't. Obviously, he's a killer, but I don't know if he's a bad guy. Does that make sense? I don't know if I think he's a villain quite yet.
Well, he was a trained killer, you know, super killer. But I get what you're saying because he didn't want this power. As we can see, he was mad at Dr. Jace when he saw her, like, because you're the one who did this to me. He's not fond of his powers, you know, I guess like how Jen was in the beginning, that type of thing. Like, I got it, so I'm okay with using it because I know how to use it, but I'm not too fond of what you did to me type of thing. So you could be right.
I see one of them turning on him between Cutter and
Marcus.
Yeah. This was what I said earlier, like, I can't believe someone's in love with Tobias because of how he treats women. So, like, I feel like Cutter...
And black women.
And black women. So, I feel like Cutter, I can see it in her eyes, like, when she wants to be an equal, and I don't see Tobias making her an equal. So, I think one of them will turn on him.
Dang.
Yeah.
I don't see it either. I was thinking, because he did have that moment where he made her put her feet down from the, from off his table and, you know, give him his scotch. But, so I do agree with that, like... She ain't gonna never be equal to him. He always gonna be superior. He wanna be top dog and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, he got the watches to prove it. Now he controlling their brain nerves.
Yeah, so the metas are controlled by a chip that's in their brain. And he has a watch that's controlling it. And it looks like so does Cutter. I don't know. I'm not convinced that Marcus Bishop is, like, completely bad just because... Yes, you're military. Yes, you're a trained killer. All of that. But I don't know. There's just a look in his eyes, I guess, not to be, like, dramatic or whatever.
Didn't want that, you know?
Yeah, he was, like, reluctant a little bit.
Yeah. And I kind of want to see if we get to... I kind of hope we see a backstory on the four metas and see if maybe... I would like to see flashbacks and see exactly how we got in this situation. What kind of people were they?
We really get those.
We do, but, you know... A girl can dream. A girl can hope and dream. There was something that also kind of I was, like, interested in, and that was when Cutter and Shakedown go to get the metas, Dr. Jace is watching, and she hits, like, shutdown. And was it me, or did that kind of seem like she was looking out for Lynn a little bit?
I think she was.
Yeah, I think she's playing two sides of the field. She's looking out for Lynn because of Odell, but then she's helping Tobias because of Tobias. So she got two people who could take her out, but they're in control of her. Odell is in control of her, and Tobias is in control of her. So she's playing both sides of the field, and, you know.
But I don't...
And then she saw that Lynn's serum, Looker's silver liquid, that she used to stabilize the girl. She saw that worked. So, well, now she has something to take to Tobias.
It doesn't we don't technically know that it worked yet, though, because she's literally, at this point, only been awake for, like, 10, 20 minutes. So we don't...
But she's awake and she didn't die.
But they were able to wake her up before without that.
She woke herself up. She bust up out that mug.
But that's what I'm saying. We know for a fact she's able to wake up. So I don't know if I'm convinced... If I'm not, and I also don't think I'm necessarily convinced on the idea that Dr. Jace is doing it for Odell. I feel like there's something there with Lynn, even though it's a lot of back and forth and Lynn doesn't like Dr. Jace. I think maybe Dr. Jace isn't 100% the worst person ever.
You think she feels some kind of way for Lynn?
Not on the L word type, like, but, like, I think...
A little mushy mush.
No, I just think... I think there's maybe something. Dr. Jace looks out for herself. I'm interested to see how possibly saving Lynn plays into everything.
I also think that she respects her intelligence. So I think there's like a key to that too. Like, wow, someone who's actually on my level.
Yeah. So because she could have easily not pushed that button. They could have come in, killed Lynn, taken Wendy, or whatever.
Yeah, I just feel like she wanted to abide by Odell's rules. Don't let Lynn die. And help Tobias too, you know, because that's who else got her neck.
But I mean, they take Dr. Jace. Dr. Jace is going with them.
Right, because she's on their team.
Yeah, so Odell, why would it matter if Odell, to abide by Odell, if she's no longer under him?
You're right. I didn't think about that. But Odell gonna find homegirl.
We'll see. I don't know.
That's for sure.
He's gonna find her. I want to get into the Lynn situation just because, one, we gotta wrap up, and two, because I think she's kind of gonna, I feel like Lynn is a bigger part of this season than we're giving her credit for. She kind of thinks she's figured out a way to stabilize the metahumans. It looks like possibly she's able to stabilize Wendy, but before she can really do anything else, these metas are taken. I just want to know what you guys' thoughts are on Lynn's whole storyline tonight.
I think it definitely took a turn that I wasn't ready for. I feel like she's being put in a weird place. Because I think when we first saw the doctor, what's the guy's name who is in charge of Lynn?
Odell,
when he walked in, she slipped a vial in her pocket when he first walked in. So I think that was their DNA. Mm. And so I think she's going to be caught in between, like, having to continue to search on, like, live active DNA and, like, the pod metas. So I don't know.
Again, we have a live chat going on in the show. While we're airing, and Nicholas Kelly said that they think she was looking out for Lynn because of Wendy, because Wendy could potentially be a key in the future, considering that in the comics, Wendy was once a member of Masters of Disasters, and if you guys know, Masters of Disasters was what the four metas were called in this, and that is a tribute to the comic. So, thanks for the tip. I guess we'll have to wait and see what is going on there. But yeah, I don't know. I'm interested. I think, one, Lynn has just been super badass, and I really like her this season. The last season, she was a little naggy.
Very naggy.
So this season, I like her really kind of standing on her own two feet, being a boss lady. I like how much the show is pushing the women to the forefront. Mm-hmm. And Jefferson's like the superhero, but he's like not just the superhero. You know, because we have Thunder, we have Jen, who hopefully we'll get to see suit up soon. We have Lynn being her own superhero in her own right. So it's very, very cool.
I feel sorry for Lynn because she's so gullible.
I don't think she's gullible.
To Odell's tactics, yes.
I don't think she's gullible to Odell. She's been putting everything on her terms.
Well,
she's been pushing as much as she can.
Pushing as much as she can, but not knowing the overall factor of what's going on. You can't, I don't feel like you can be as powerful as you can be if you're blindsided.
But she can't.
That's what I'm trying to get.
She can't have any moves if she's not even in the game, you know? So she's putting herself in that position because at least she's in the room. And I think she's calling a lot more shots than Odell is realizing that she is. I definitely think Odell is like on to some stuff because he even made a comment about when he was talking about metas and the Markovians coming after metas, saying like, you know, the ones that push out lightning and whatnot. So he obviously was kind of like, girl, I know who your man is. But we end this episode. Well, actually, before I get to that, we find out Tobias wants, we kind of get a little bit more of Tobias's plan. He wants to rent out these metahumans. And it's more so it's a money thing than it is anything else. He's not necessarily trying to get an army for himself. He's trying to rent an army. So that'll be very interesting how that plays out. We end the episode with him and Cutter having their little moment. And she said, I did some deep cleaning. Obviously, Dr. Jace is a lot more useful than Todd, so I gave Todd a car. And we see the episode ending with Todd's car exploding. But this is a superhero show. We didn't see Todd's face, so I don't know if I'm convinced that he's dead yet.
We did see his face.
We didn't see Todd's face.
We saw his arm.
We saw his arm.
Oh.
We saw his hand tapping. So, if there's not a body, I don't know. I don't know if I think he's dead or not.
I want to be with you, but he's like a human without training. So, but I hope he's still alive.
He's very smart, though. So it's like, I don't know. We will have to see. There are too many.
Homeboy is blown up.
We will have to see. I just think if he was really blown up, we would have seen his face for 2 seconds.
Like a shock. Yes.
Because, like, with Gambi allegedly was dead, but we didn't see a body. And then what happened? Gambi came back. Gambi's a human.
But with, like, years of training.
But Todd's like, above. It wouldn't have taken Todd that much to. It's not like Todd had to, like, you know, jump out of the car. No one forced him in the car. Someone just gave him a car.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. I don't know. You guys in the chat and in the comments, let us know if you think Todd is alive or not alive. Until then, let's hop into our OMBL moment. That is our Oh My Black Lightning, our OMG moment, the moment in the episode that really stuck out to you. Portia, you take it away.
Oh, I did not know I was going to be first. Okay. I got two. My first OMBL moment was when Marcus turned Cutter's knife back around to her. I was just like, oh my BL. I thought he was going to take her out. But Tobias, you know, slow and behold, he did it. And then my second one was Jen's whole fight scene, but then her passing out. Like, I could have been okay with her just fighting, but her being so powerful that she passes out was just like, oh my BL, girl, get up, you know, get up. But that was it.
Your moment?
I shared that same one when she passed out. Also when the Lynn was caught in the cell, in the, what's it, the room with.
Oh, yeah, the lab?
Yeah, when Lynn was caught in the lab, I was like, oh my gosh, Tobias found her, it's over. Like, I swore it was over, so.
Oh.
My own BL moment is still Cutter and Tobias. I was like, oh, this what we doing?
So you was jelly or that was OMBL?
Listen, I don't know. When Jordan was in here, you tried to put me on blast.
You know what? It wasn't even like that.
You did. Chat, comments.
It wasn't even.
Y'all already know.
It wasn't even like
that. If we had the clip up, I would point you to it and show you where you put me on blast. But that's not what I'm saying. I just said, because Tobias doesn't have connections with people like that, so it's an OMBL moment. Not because I'm jealous.
I give you your moment.
Listen, I met Marvin at Comic-Con, and he took a photo of
Did
my
shirt. Did
you tell
him you liked them?
No.
Okay.
We're not going to do this. This is not Tinder. This is Black Lightning After Show. We're not talking about this. Anyway.
Amen.
My OMBL moment was Cutter and Tobias. Let's go to the chat for some OMBL moments. Nicholas Kelly said that theirs is when Shakedown was taken out. The members of the ASA, and when he was trying to take out the pods, and then also when Jin was going ham on the 100. Fandom D Saint says that theirs was the death of Todd. Didn't expect him to die. Did he die though? I don't know. I do not know. But if you guys have an OMBL moment, be sure to put it in the comments or tweet it to us or mail it to us or DM it to us on Instagram. I don't know. However you feel you wanna chat, we're here. But let's hop into Gamdar, which is where Portia breaks down what Gambi's been up to in the episode, because if you guys were listening to us last season, you know that Gambi and Portia had a little bit of beef. But I think we're at a better, healthier place.
We're definitely better. I don't really have anything towards Gambi right now. I'm just like, I wish that we had Gamdar the first season too, so I could have just let the whole world know that I was in on everything he was doing. But even now, I still kind of feel like I can predict at least the very little of something that he's doing. And I really believe he got the clues to the puzzle that he's looking for with the Masters of Disasters and Markovians, all of it. I feel like because he was once ASA, how do you not know these things? How do you not know that they wiped the slate clean with these four pods? How did you not know that they were stored away? I feel like some kind of way he is just not remembering something or not piecing two and two together. Or even if he is, he's going to keep it from them as long as he can, because that's just what he does. That's Gamdar.
All right. Well, thank you. Let's get into our predictions. So we will not be back until March 4th. So we're going to be on a little
hiatus. That's so unfortunate.
A little hiatus. The predictions look like somebody is back from the dead, is what it sounded like Jefferson said.
Yeah, I want to know who slapped Jefferson in that classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Back from the dead.
Yes. Were you watching the preview?
Yeah, but I thought he came up in the episode, then he died.
He said somebody was back from the dead. So I don't know what that.
I thought he said he not. You don't get him for what he did.
I don't know. What's your predictions for?
This show has gotten really unpredictable, actually. Very unpredictable. I guess my only prediction is that Jen is going to kill Tobias. I think I'm going to keep on saying that until she kills Tobias.
I think Tobias is going to unlock one of those four metas that's going to like really turn on him.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Take him out. Okay.
I still want to know where that meta was from a couple episodes back.
Tosin.
Yeah, that messed up everybody in that bar. We haven't seen him. It's like we saw him really quickly and then we mm-hmm. never saw him again. Maybe that's who's back next week. Because I think, didn't he have like a little electricity thing going on with him as well? I don't remember. It's been so long.
He was like one of them people that disappear from one space and go to the next.
That's right. I don't know. I'm very interested to see what happens. But until next time, you all, this has been so fun. We're so glad to have Zuri on the panel with us.
Thank you.
My name is Drew Jones. You can find me on all the things at OKDrewJ. And thank you guys so much for all the birthday wishes yesterday. It was a great weekend. I got to celebrate with friends. So thank you.
I'm Zuri Shalice. Thank you guys for having me on my first AfterBuzz TV show.
Hey!
Ooh, this is your first show? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's lit! Hey! Welcome!
Thank you.
All right, y'all, it's Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter. Don't forget, Boomerang at 7 on Wednesday.
All right, guys, we'll see you all next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.